I greet you in Jesus' precious name. It is Wednesday morning, the 15th of May, 2024, and this is your friend, Angus Buchan, with a thought for the day. We start off in the book of Revelation, chapter 14, and I am reading verse 13. Blessed are the dead who die in the Lord from now on. Yes, says the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors and their works follow them. We need to run our race. And once we are getting close to the end, there is sheer joy in knowing that we have completed our task here on earth. Paul, the great apostle, in the second book of Timothy, chapter 4 and verse 7 said, I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. You see, it's not about all the trophies. It's not about all the goals that we achieve. No, it's about finishing strong. Just recently, I have met a number, actually, of people who are dying, who are coming to the end of their race. They know it. They've told me. And the amazing thing is they are looking forward to home time. I haven't met one yet. I'm talking about strong Christian men and women who are fearful of dying. Some of them have accomplished great awards, great trophies. They've achieved the goals that they set before them. But you know, the funny thing is not one of them speaks to me about their achievements here on earth. No, they speak about home time. They speak about having finished their race, completed their task, and now they are looking forward to going home. I want to say to you today, yes, we need to live the life that God has called us to. We need to be an example to others, especially unbelievers, but we must focus on the finish line. No man having put his hand to the plow and looking back is fit for the kingdom of heaven. Luke chapter 9 and verse 62. We need to plow the field. We need to complete the task. And then we need to look forward to home time. You know, the older I'm getting, the more I'm looking forward to meeting the Lord one day face to face. And the more I am walking on this road, the things of this world are becoming less interesting to me and less desiring. I'm looking forward to eternity, to spending the time with my beloved Jesus. You should be the same. We are not here forever. We are simply passing through, but we need to live the day that God has given us. We need to live it to the full, but our eye must be always on the finish line. Jesus bless you and have a wonderful day. Goodbye.